How often do you open the fridge when you go in the kitchen? This is going to make me sound insane, but I almost never eat food that's cold. All the food that I eat is either prepackaged like protein bars or snacks, rice and beans and stuff. It's all in the pantry. I don't really get stuff out of the fridge or freezer, except for like condiments, Greek yogurt, stuff like that. Leftovers, I eat it the first time. Eggs? I don't need eggs. Fruits, vegetables? Nope. Meat? Nope. Sorry, you thought rice and beans was a game? You thought it was a joke? Cereal with milk? I don't have milk, and I don't eat cereal. I don't have the calories for that. Rice and beans only. Tuna cans, canned chili, protein bars. It's like 95% of my calories right there, honestly. Do you exercise at all? Don't do me like this. Not to sound snarky, but isn't that kind of miserable? No, I'm happy. You should try rice and eggs. I don't like eggs. You're almost 40, you need to learn how to cook actual meals, man. I know how to cook meals. I'm just eating the food that I like to eat. What food do you like to eat? You don't know? You people are crazy. Yeah, I love my tuna slop. Love my tuna slop. You vegetarian? Nah. I did think the rice and beans thing was a joke myself. How'd you know? I just do not crave much dietary variety. It's just not something everyone else I know does. I don't. And also, and this is 100% the tism thing, if I vary what I eat in a day, like if one day I'm like, oh, I'm not gonna have this for breakfast, I'm gonna have this other thing, you know what happens? I finish it and then I'm still hungry because I haven't had the thing that I always eat for breakfast. Every breakfast I have yogurt with some granola and a protein bar. And if I have anything else for a breakfast, I'll think that was good, but I haven't had my breakfast. And then I need to have the protein bar and the yogurt with the granola, which ends up just being more calories in the long run. So instead, I just eat the same thing every day. That's crazy. Yeah, well, listen, okay, I used to be 300 pounds, now I'm 200, you know. Take notes. Thank you. That's insane. Well, to a guy like me, it's normal. Maybe you're insane. Are you suspected to be on the spectrum or just the regular tism that's been going around? What the hell are you talking about? I've been diagnosed, but I really think people put too much like stock in the value of the terminology, you know? You should just identify what you like and then do the things that you like, okay? You should identify who you are and what you want and then do the things that you want and try to like rectify the difference between who you are, what you want to be, and you know, like that's all. You don't need to worry about it too much, okay? People are hyper fixated on, I think, well, which is, you know, an autism thing in itself, hyper fixated on the definitional, you know, the taxonomy of their own character, which is just not how brains work. Use a rice cooker? Yeah, of course. There's no reason to not own a rice cooker. I always make sure I have freshly cooked rice sitting on heat in the rice cooker for sure. Absolutely. You want that around, you know? Just boil it. Okay, if you use a rice cooker, aren't they expensive? No. If you use a rice cooker, you just put the rice in, you hit a button, and then you can keep it warm for days. You don't have to make it go cold. You don't have to reheat it. You literally just for like 2 or 3 days, you have warm rice ready, perfect temperature. You open it, bam, right there. Days? Yes. Rice cookers can keep rice fine and warm for days. Whereas if you have a pot that you've boiled it in, not only do you have to like manage it and so on, but then you can't. You have to put it in the fridge after. That's how you dry it out? No, because rice cookers are a sealed environment. They don't dry out. Big rice cooker propaganda. Literally, I've had rice cookers my entire life. I can't imagine not having one. It's crazy to me. But I also eat a fuck ton of brown rice, so you know, whatever. You can also make other stuff in there, and you can make seasoned rice. Rice, water, and then some, you know, throw some cumin, cilantro, some lime juice in there. Have some Mexican rice. I don't fucking care. Whatever you want. I don't think that's good. It is. It. I don't listen. Don't talk unless you know, and I know. Like there are people in chat right now. They've been like, "I don't know if you can keep the rice warm for days in the rice cooker." Yes, you can. I know you're reheating. Funnily enough, the viral internet story. Okay, the problem is when the rice goes cold and then you reheat it, then you freeze it, then you reheat it, so on, so on. Okay, there's no chance for the bacteria to develop in the rice if you keep it warm for a couple of days and it never loses temp. How hot is the rice though? I don't know. It depends on the rice cooker. Hot, perfect temperature to eat. Yum yum. You put anything in a rice cooker, oil or salt? I don't usually, but sometimes I do, yeah. I mean, adding a little bit of salt's a great idea. You know, just a little bit. Wait, do you leave it on for days? Yeah, like 2 or 3 days. I wouldn't go past that. 2 or 3 days, yeah. Excuse me. Does yours have a listed max for keeping warm? I don't know. You can keep it warm for 2 or 3 days. I don't know. Maybe the rice cooker says you can't do it for more than 2 seconds because they're worried about liability or something. You can keep it warm for 2 or 3 days. I promise you, you can. You can. I don't care what the fuck they say. It's like it's like when you go to the grocery store and it says, you know, sell by blank, but the date that they put there is like way too early, you know? They're deliberately underestimating the longevity of the food because they want to free themselves from any potential liability. But you can, oh no, my chicken breast says sell by the day before right now. I can't eat this, and it's perfectly fine chicken, you know? What kind of rice cooker do you have? I don't know. Literally, you can just get any rice. You can do, it's not a fancy item. You can just buy a $30 rice cooker or a $20. I don't know. Whatever. Just get it. It'll work fine. Trust me. But isn't the temperature a breeding ground for bacteria? No, it's not that simple, man. You can keep stews going for days. Crock pots, you can keep cooking for days. It's not like the moment the food reaches the air, it's like a countdown, like 10 hours until it's bad or whatever. You can leave food out in the night and then eat it the next morning. It's not as complicated as people think it is. You know, people are so worried. Look, just don't eat shit that has mold on it at all. And, you know, don't reheat and then refrigerate stuff a bunch of times and you're fine. You're fine. Your body is more resilient than you think, okay? Your ancestors were eating uncooked meat that they bit off the wings of birds they hunted, okay? You don't need to worry so much. There are perpetual stews from World War II, if I remember correctly. Yeah, that used to be a big... That was literally one of the main ways people made food for hundreds of years. They just had a pot of stew that they kept warm for days or weeks or months. Bread starters, you know? Like, that. Those go years and years and years, you know? See, you all were making fun of me for not cooking, but it seems like, in reality, you guys were the ones who can't cook. You can keep rice warm for more than 12 hours? Won't it be a gigantic coagulated blob of bacteria? No, it won't. You look like shit, Vosh. Is the news really that bad? Would I have to deal with this if I was a woman? Yeah, probably. Yeah, but I would deal with it, but if I was a woman, the Simpson chat would be like, no, you can't say that. You look beautiful today. What? I'm complaining too much. Some of you guys do that for me already. I'm not gonna worry about it. Smile more, you look better, haha. That's true. Women are stronger than me because if I was at a grocery store feeling bad and somebody told me to smile, I would lose my fucking mind. I would lose my goddamn mind. Okay, Vosh, you're white, I'm Asian, I use rice cookers every day, we're not the same. But aren't we the same? Because I also use rice cookers every day. Like, that's not an exaggeration. I've probably eaten rice every day of my life for the past several years. And it's always from a rice cooker, so... What, if anything, wouldn't that mean, like, you are Asian, I'm white, but we're brothers in arms? Are we not, like, are all men not brothers? It is funny, though, that white people get weird about rice cookers, but, like, every Asian family I've ever known has a rice cooker. The fact that you know to keep rice warm and cooker for 3 days means you're honorary Asian. White people would just throw it out the next day. I feel like, if anything, it'd be the opposite, right? You'd have, like, Japanese guys being like, no, I make rice artisanally the way my grandma did, and they make it in a pot, like, in some fancy way. But it's the opposite. It's white people who are like, I'll just boil it in the pot. And Japanese people who are like, there's a button you can press that instantly makes the rice and holds it at a perfect temperature for several days. What's the point of a rice cooker versus just cooking it? You rewind the segment. I don't know what to tell you. Rewind the segment, okay? Is there like a Ghibli film where somebody uses a rice cooker? Is that what it'll take to convince the white people? Is this a main channel segment? I didn't think it'd have the sauce to be one, but maybe I was wrong.